And the angel answered, I am Gabriel. And actually, Gabriel was older than them. Who stands in the presence of God and was sent to you. And verse 20, but behold, you will be mute and not able to speak until this day, until the day these things take place, because you did not believe in my words. Look at that man. He is just by grace. See, some people grow in different types of prayer. Some people learn to grow in daisies, but they don't learn to pray a prayer of faith. Some people learn to pray the prayer of faith, but they don't learn to pray the prayer of daisies. There are many types of prayers. That's why there's an S there. There are many types of prayers. This Gospel of Luke is a book of prayer. From Luke 1 to Luke 3, we find an emphasis on daisies. You know why daisies? Because unless something is placed in you, you cannot bring anything out. You cannot move into prosuke, which means to draw something out of your life, until something is placed in your life. So God, in Luke 1 to 3, there is a great emphasis on daisies. In fact, the word daisies, which is translated prayer, occurs primarily in the first section. There's another time that it occurs, and that's in Luke chapter 2. Let's look at that incident. And verse 36-37, a different person now. Now the Bible is showing, in the first section, in Gospel of Luke, they show you two groups of people. One is Zacharias and his wife, Elizabeth. The other is Anna, the prophetess, who both abounded in the special prayer of daisies. Chapter 2, verse 36-37, now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and daisies night and day. What was Anna the prophetess serving God in? Fastings and daisies. Fasting and praying for grace. Grace not for herself alone. She was praying for the entire nation. She was asking for God's grace for the entire nation. She was interceding in fasting and prayer. It was daisies that was being brought before God. The prayer of daisies. Supplicating to God for grace. And wonderful miracles took place within these first three chapters. In those first three chapters, we know that the Gospel of Luke also has another emphasis, the Holy Spirit. Every time something happened, it needed the Holy Spirit. It needed the Holy Spirit to come upon someone for it to happen. So when Anna, the prophetess, was obedient to God, this woman was full of the Holy Spirit. And verse 38, when she came into the temple right at that day, as Jesus was being circumcised, the Spirit came on her life, and she gave thanks to God, and she spoke of Jesus to all those who were there. There's the Holy Spirit upon her life. She came right at that instant. And there was, of course, the other man named Simeon in verse 25, chapter 2, verse 25. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And he had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came led by the Spirit that day when Jesus was being circumcised. He was led by the Spirit. He saw baby Jesus 8 days old. He held Jesus and said, oh, this is wonderful. And he prophesied and he spoke words from verse 29 to verse 32. And then he actually says, now I'm ready to die. Actually, it would have been better to be ready to live. I mean, Jesus just came. And when he saw baby Jesus, I'm ready to die. It would be just like at Christmas time. Everybody singing about baby Jesus. Thank God he's not just a baby now. The person sitting on the right hand of God is not in diapers. He's now a grown up man, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How wonderful if Simeon had the opportunity to walk with Jesus. But he was of a different dispensation, a different time. And God gave him that special blessing just to see Jesus before he go home. I believe he was one of those people who were preparing the way by prayer. Nothing happens without prayer. Somebody prayed for all of us. Every revival that comes is preceded by a revival of prayer. So we see here an emphasis on the Holy Spirit. We see an emphasis on asking God for grace in this first section. Now let's see the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us how John the Baptist was born. And he was also filled with the Spirit about 6 months before Jesus was born. Let's look at the birth of Jesus Christ, given to us by Luke like no other person can give. The same angel Gabriel, in chapter 1, Gospel of Luke, in verse 26, in the sixth month, so John the Baptist was about 6 months older than Jesus. Luke 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and consider what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary." Isn't that wonderful? The angels all know the name of each one of us. Angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary." Some of us, if we hear our name being called, but it's big being in wings. And he says, "Fear not, Mr. Tan Akau." We would have fainted. Boom. What about the burning bush that Moses had? As he go near this bush, suddenly the bush said, "Moses, Moses." What would you have done if you go near a bush and the bush said, right, there are a lot of bushes here tonight. Suddenly the bush from inside, in those days they don't have microphones and electric wiring that we could do. Suddenly the bush said, "Louser, louser." Or whatever your name was. And what will you do? Here is an angel and he says, "Do not be afraid, Mary." One thing about Mary, she loved God and she had more faith than Zacharias. She had more faith. And this angel says, in verse 31, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign with the house of Jacob forever." Verse 34, Mary said, "How can this be since I do not know a man?" She's a virgin. The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the dunamis or power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." And indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing. And the word nothing means no rhema. It's from the word no rhema. For with God, no rhema or no word will be impossible. Then Mary said, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. What a marvelous response. Now let's see Jesus Christ and the birth of Jesus Christ, how he comes onto this earth. When Jesus was conceived in Mary's womb, praise God. Let me get some object. Right. I would love to catch one of you, dear sisters, and put you here as an illustration, but I thought that would be a little too much. So, please visualize. I know it's difficult. There is Mary there, right? Hi, Mary. How are you? Fine. Okay. And so Mary is there. And when the angel said, you were now conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit, it was not Jesus Christ being created inside. Jesus is not a created being. Look at the whole context. This place here is the planet Earth, right? Right. It's not Uranus or Neptune or something, right? Because I mean, this place here represents the planet Earth. Now, look at John chapter 1, verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. It says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now we know from verse 14 that word, capital W, stands for Jesus. And we know that the original name of Jesus was just W-O-R-D, Word. The Word. See, how can people have that name? Have you heard of a person named Word Tan? No, I haven't, but I heard of a person called Logos Tan. And that's the Greek word Logos. Before long, you had people naming their baby Rhema Tan and whatsoever. But Jesus existed before Mary. Jesus, right? Jesus was there in that realm of the Spirit. There was God the Father, and he was not called God the Son. He only took that title when he came to the planet Earth. He was called God the Word. And then the third person of the Godhead was called God the Spirit. The word Son was not given to him until he came to this planet Earth. Although in the Old Testament, when people saw God, they always said that he is in the likeness of man. But actually, it's the opposite. He made us in his image. Actually, we are like him. But from a human perspective, we say, hey, he's like us. He got hands, two eyes, etc. But we always don't realize that it was God who existed before us. You never go to a small little child and say, my. Your father looks exactly like you. Right? I think your chronological order is messed up. You should be saying, my. You look exactly like your father, right? Because the father existed before the son, right? The father didn't follow the son followed the father. So originally, way back before the earth was made, before anything existed, there was the Godhead, the Trinity, three persons of God. God the Father, God the Word, and God the Holy Spirit. They have always existed throughout eternity. And then one day, God decided to come down in order to redeem man. Adam had fallen, and there was no man who was able to live sinless. And only a sinless man could pay the penalty for the entire earth. None were found for a period, a Bible period of nearly 4,000 years. Finally, the second person of the Godhead said, He will come down. He will come down. So what took place in Mary's womb? Only Luke was precise in his record, which is why it's good he was a medical doctor. See, Luke was so precise in Luke chapter 1. The angel said in verse 35, the Holy Spirit, the angel